Welcome back.
Another day, another vault.
Episode 20.
One.
I don't know.
I think it's 20. I really don't know what episode it is.
We'll figure it out.
We should probably just
It's definitely episode 20.
We should probably just stop saying episode numbers just so we're just confused. It's another day. Another vault. We're here doing stuff. Like we normally do.
Yep.
It's a normal day here at the vault. Today we're going to be talking about some would you rather questions. Not like the silly would you rather, but maybe some silly would you rathers. Maybe some hard would you rathers.
And some fun ones for sure.
Yeah, for someone. We'll get right into it. A joke. Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Oh boy.
Because he was outstanding in his field.
Dad jokes.
Those are great.
For the fact, the seven wonders of the ancient world all coexisted in time for 54 years until the Colossus of Rhodes fell.
That's pretty cool.
That's honestly interesting.
That's Neato Burrito.
It's not Upsetto Spaghetto.
Some people that is may very be Upsetto Spaghetto. Not here at the vault.
No.
We love everyone.
No, not really.
If you listen to us, we love
you. If you listen, we love you.
And we appreciate you.
And good morning.
Good afternoon.
Whenever you're listening.
All right. We're going to jump straight into Would You Rathers because, you know, why not?
Right. Why not?
Would you rather be covered in fur or scales?
See, that's a good question. I'm going to say scales.
I'm going to say fur. It keeps you warm.
Yeah, but if you're covered in scales, you're already cold-blooded. So you don't get, you know, cold or warm necessarily.
It feels weird.
Yeah, how would you know?
I've touched a fish.
Yeah, but if you were born with scales, you wouldn't know it was weird.
You'd still feel weird. I mean, what's more comfortable, scales or fur? Fur.
Fur gets nasty.
You take a shower.
Are we humans?
Yes, you're humans covered in fur or scales. Scales can get nasty.
Yeah, I guess if you're not in the water all the time. Yeah, fur, I guess.
Nope, you already did.
Scales. I'm going scales for sure. Would you rather have finger-sized nipples or nipple-sized fingers?
Wait. So, nipple-sized fingers are finger-sized nipples?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say
nipple-sized fingers.
I'm gonna go finger-sized nipples.
Yeah, because I guess nobody will see them.
I mean,
unless you show them.
Unless they get cold and it just, bing.
Wait, are you going this way? Or are you going this way?
I'm sure it'll go out.
Yeah.
That'd be tough. They'd be.
That
seen.
Would be tough.
They'd be seen.
You have to wear pads.
Tape them down.
Yep.
That's fine. But I'm just saying, you wouldn't be able to pick anything up.
Yeah, that's true. Because they'd be flat.
If you had fingers. Would you rather be in jail for a year or lose a year off your life? I guess it really depends on what I went to jail for.
Yeah.
Because if I went to jail for something silly, like nothing big, I'd just be like, jail for a year, whatever. But if it's something like major that, you know, hey, I'm a pretty face. I probably wouldn't do well in jail.
No, you wouldn't.
So
I don't think you'd do well in jail at all.
I don't think you'd do well either.
Oh, no. I'm not a fighter.
You're a lover.
I'm a lover.
Yeah, they'd make you a lover. I'm going to say lose a year off my life.
I'm going to say jail because it's not prison. It's jail.
I mean, it's just a year.
I mean, it is what it is, I guess.
All right.
Would you rather eat... No, I'm not saying that one.
All right. Would you rather have one real get-out-of-jail-free card or a key that opens any door? I'm going key that opens any door.
Yeah.
Because I can get anywhere I want in the world.
That's kind of like the new series Key House. It came out last year, but... I think that's what it's called, Key House. I think we talked about that already.
I don't know.
Would you... I can't say that one either.
Say it.
Would you rather fart every time you laugh or burp every time you cry? It's not the same one that I was thinking of.
Burp every time I cry. I don't cry. that much. Like, I don't, like, certain things you cry, but, like, I definitely fart more.
If I farted while I laughed.
I definitely laugh more than I cry.
Yeah.
So, if I farted every time I laughed, it'd be, yeah, we'd be farting nonstop all day. All the time. Fart, 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 every time.
Yeah, definitely fart. Would you rather have a 1 minute conversation with your past self or your future self? I think we talked about this. We touched on it.
Future self.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Why?
I want to know some things.
Okay. Like if you ever get into a relationship. That's part of it.
I played the fifth. We're not going to talk about that.
He's still single, everybody. Hit him up.
Let's do some funny ones. Let's see. Okay. Here's a good one.
I'm listening.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized elephants or one elephant-sized duck?
Oh, definitely duck-sized elephants. Could you imagine the beak on that duck? They just eat you whole. They're already kind of mean as it is.
Could you imagine the wings on that duck?
Yeah.
He'd just be sitting there, you're like, that's definitely fake. And stand up, you're like, that's not fake.
It'd have like a 100-foot wingspan.
Oh, yeah. Dude, just punting little elephants? That sounds fun.
I mean, if you say so.
Okay, just
picture... I mean, in the situation.
Hey, elephant-sized duck. Or a duck-sized elephant.
It's like, okay, hear me out.
It's like this big.
I'd like to own a mini elephant.
I don't think they make mini elephants.
I know, I think those are called baby elephants. If they did... No, like, little ones. Like, if they're the size of dogs.
Okay.
That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, that'd be
like
awesome.
Like, walking on a leash, dude.
What's that guy got? Oh, he's got that new mini elephant. Would you rather lick someone's armpit or have someone else lick your armpit?
Have someone else lick
my
armpit.
Yeah, I'm going with you on that one. I mean, I'm clean, so.
Unless Margot Robbie asked me to lick her armpit. Licking away.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll lick it like a lollipop.
Would you rather be friends with someone you love or marry someone you hate?
Read that again. Would you friends with someone I love or marry someone you hate? Friends with someone I love.
I feel like they're both dark roads.
What?
Like, I feel like they're both tough roads, you know?
Oh, yeah. But, okay, well, to me, like, true, like love, like you would want to marry them? Is this what you're asking, or just some like?
Yeah, no.
Then probably I misunderstood that question. Because I can say, damn, I love a lot of my friends, but not like that. Like it's more like a brotherhood love.
Yeah, no, like love. Friends
with someone I love, still.
Still.
Still, yeah. Because if you're married to someone you hate, you gotta spend every day with them.
No, you don't. You just go fishing.
Okay, you still got to come home. You're still married to them.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Great minds think alike. Or we just think alike. Yeah. Might not have great minds.
Minds think alike. How about that? Would you rather have all dogs try to attack you when they see you or all birds try to attack you when they see you?
Oh, God. A dog. For sure.
Yeah, you ain't gonna see a bird.
A bird's just gonna dive bomb you like they do in Warzone, and you're just done.
It's all birds, too. Can you imagine a bald eagle just coming at your back? Yeah, you're done, though.
Could you imagine a pterodactyl?
Yeah, pterodactyls are dead.
That's what you think.
Until they come get you. Until it comes behind you, yeah.
Would you rather eat poison ivy or a handful of wasp?
Eat poison ivy or a handful of wasp?
Yeah.
I'm not allergic to poison ivy.
Me either.
So poison
or wasp.
Yeah, but still, wasp sound
illiterate.
Wops.
Still can't do it.
Wasp.
Are you good?
No.
Let's try it one more time.
Wasp.
Wasp. You heard it first here on the Vault.
Wasp sounds. I'm making sure people hear me right. It just doesn't sound fun.
Yeah, wops don't sound fun at all. I'm going to go with poison ivy.
I don't want to drink too. It doesn't bother me.
I mean, I imagine it probably wouldn't taste that good, and there'd probably be some kind of reaction. Your mouth would probably be itchy for a while, or your throat.
Yeah, but it's still wops. Yeah. Would you rather be compelled to high-five everyone you meet or be compelled to give wedgies to anyone in a green shirt? You know, I'm high-fiving people.
Yeah, I'm high-fiving people.
That's... I don't want to touch people's underwear.
No.
Yeah, as much fun as that sounds, some people have gross lives. I ain't touching their underwear. Nope. Some people may not have underwear, so I'm just touching their butt. That doesn't sound fun to me. Silence.
Would you rather drown or burn to death?
I'm telling you, alright. Burnt.
So yours tough. Is like the same answer.
That's tough. Anyway, so I am a firm believer this is the worst way to die. So you get caught on fire. You're burning to death. You're running. You finally find water. Oh, I'm going to put myself out. Jump in the water. You drown yourself. That has to be the worst way to die because then you burned and drown yourself. So neither. If I had to pick one, burn.
I'm going to say drown.
I feel like drown. Like, they're both so painful. Have to be.
Yeah.
But drowning, like, you're underwater. Like, at some point, you just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't see anything. Like, you just, your lungs fill up, you're donezo. Burning, at least I can, like, look at you. If you look, if you're the one that lit me on fire, I'm looking at you. I'm staring you in the soul, hopefully making you feel bad. Worth if not, well, hey, you're just a psychopath.
Okay. I'm going to go with drown.
Would you rather have constantly dry eyes or a constant runny nose?
That's a good question. I'm going to say runny nose. Both of them are aggravating. Oh, there it is. Both of them are aggravating. But definitely a runny nose.
Yeah.
You can't fix dry eyes.
You can't. You know why? Because they're dry.
Facts.
Would you rather be unable to have kids or only be able to conceive quintuplets?
Which is what, 6? Or 7? Or 8? It's not 8.
I thought Quinn was 5.
Yeah.
I'm doing quintuplets. You have 5 kids and you just stop.
Yep. 5 and done.
All at one time. Then we're done.
5 and done. Would you rather be a superhero or a wizard?
Superhero
for wizard sure. Wizard for sure.
No.
Yep.
No.
Watch me move this box. You know?
I don't think that's how wizards work.
Yeah, well, maybe that is. I don't know. Who knows?
Superhero. When was the last time someone went up to and was like, dude, are you a wizard? No. People are like,
yeah, but people don't know you're a wizard.
Yeah, but superhero. Mm. Could you imagine flying around with a cape? You'd have a pointy hat. You look stupid.
What if you don't know? Not all wizards have pointy caps.
Yeah, all good wizards have pointy caps. What good wizard do you know that doesn't have a pointy cap?
True. Dumbledore had a pointy hat.
Yeah, what good wizard doesn't have a pointy hat?
Harry Potter.
What good wizard?
Ron Weasley. Snape had a pointy hat. I'm not a
Harry Potter fan, so I don't
really care. Shame on you.
That's why wizards are shame stupid. Shame on you. I'm sorry, people. You're going to hear something here in a few minutes that you probably don't want to hear. Just letting you know. Would you rather be locked in a room that is constantly dark for a week or a room that is constantly bright for a week? Dark.
I don't know.
Dark. I can't sleep with the lights are on.
I can.
Yeah, because you're weird.
I can sleep in the middle of the day if I want to. You'd rather be
a wizard than a superhero, you weirdo. Ho, ho, ho. You ready?
No, not really.
Would you rather be accidentally, would you rather accidentally be responsible for the death of a child or accidentally be responsible for the death of three adults? Three adults. Sorry. It's a child. Three adults. It's accidental. It's not like you did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Three adults.
Yeah, because like, if you take somebody's kid away, that's like the worst pain that anybody can feel. I mean,
if you take three adults away, you're still taking someone's kid away.
I know, but... but I'm saying, you know... A child. Young child. Would you rather be a tree that can feel pain or a snail that would never die? What?
Oh, a snail that would never die. Because they would try to kill me and I'd just keep on slithering.
You'd slug it all out of there.
Yeah. Would you rather eat chocolate that tasted like shit or eat shit that tasted like chocolate?
Poop that tastes like chocolate for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. I know we've had this conversation.
And it's not like people look, oh, we're eating poo. Well, guess what?
Well, you don't know because it tastes like chocolate.
You kind of know.
But if you don't
know. Let's be real. If someone hands you poo and it tastes like chocolate and then tell you it's poo, you're going to eat it and you're going to ask for more of it. That's if you like chocolate.
Do you like chocolate?
I do.
No, I love chocolate.
So I'm saying.
Just don't hand
me poo. You're going to ask for more of it, so don't act like you're all high and mighty. No, I wouldn't do that. Shut up. Yeah, you would. And no one's going to eat chocolate that tastes like poo. No one likes the stuff that tastes like poo.
Would you rather eat a whole tub of mayonnaise, or a whole jar of mayonnaise, or a whole tub of butter?
Mayonnaise, for sure. I love mayonnaise. I could do both, to be completely honest.
Yeah, same.
That's probably why. I mean, I'm probably going to die, but I could do both. But mayonnaise, for sure.
Yeah, you're not going to die of a heart attack, no.
No. Would you rather only have one nipple or two belly buttons? One nipple, put it right in the middle. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, he just destroyed everybody's eardrums.
Holy cow, I need to put that hat back on.
Yeah, one nipple.
I don't know, see a belly button, like, would they be, like, right on top of each other, the belly buttons, or, like, the one belly
side
button?
By side.
Or would they be, like right here. Or would they be, like, where the nipple and belly button would be replaced, like, your belly button's up here, and then your nipple down here.
Belly buttons as nipples? That's odd. Would you rather pee every time you stand up, or poop every time you sit down? God. I don't think that answered any of the question I just asked.
P. Every time every time you stand up.
Every time.
P. Because every time you sit down, you poop. That's rough.
Yeah. That's just a mess.
Poop. Poop. Wait, that'd be pee poop, pee poop, pee poop.
It'd just be bad. Either way. Would you rather meet the love of your life knowing that they'll die in a year or never meet them?
Meet the love
That's
of my
easy.
Life.
That's
easy.
Yeah.
It'd be hard not to. I am just kicking everything.
Yeah.
Would you rather have hands that keep growing as you got older or feet that kept growing as you got older? That one's tough.
Hands or feet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hands for sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hands.
I don't know because either one. Sure.
What's the downside of hands?
You can't grab anything small without crushing it. I guess it's...
You don't have to apply a lot of force. It's just like, pick it up. You could probably...
Yeah, but like, then you can't text. Imagine your finger being the size of that bottle if they just kept on growing.
Yeah, but I'm saying you could...
Could you? Like, your bottle's open.
I'm just saying. That doesn't mean it's that girth. What? How's it going to be that girth? I don't think it's going to get long.
It could be that big.
Gosh. I swear I hate him.
I hate when you talk. You know who you are.
Yep. Would you rather always feel like someone is following you, but no one is, or always feel like someone is watching you, even though no one is following me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if I feel like someone's always watching me, I'm going to be paranoid. Following me is not that bad.
Would you rather have a runny nose for the rest of your life or cough after every word?
Wait, read that again.
Would you rather have a runny nose the rest of your life or cough after every word?
Running nose for the rest of
my
life.
Yeah, runny nose.
That just got annoying after doing two words.
That'd be rough.
Would you rather...
You wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
No.
Everybody think you're sick.
Yeah. Especially now, today. So. Mm-hmm. Would you rather live in a house with see-through walls in a city or in the same see-through house but in the middle of a forest far from civilization? Middle of a forest.
Yeah, that's simple.
That was way too easy.
Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button in your life?
Pause for sure. I feel like it, everything that you do just like makes you who you are.
I'm the same
like,
way on that.
You don't. Why need to go back? Just pause. Like some moments are too good to like.
Yeah.
And just pause. Like I want to enjoy this moment a little longer. Not this moment because I'm ready to get out of here.
Are you?
Kind of. No, I'm not ready to get out of here.
Would you rather be able to speak to animals or speak every language in the world?
Speak to animals. That'd be so cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, like, but here's my thing. Do dogs and elephants have different languages or is it all the same language for animals?
I don't know.
That'd be cool.
They've got to be different languages.
Would you rather be allergic to the sun or allergic to sweat? Sweat.
Yeah. Would you rather have to say all your sentences backwards or have to communicate through charades for a week?
Charades. That'd be so fun.
Oh, that'd just be so awful.
That'd be fun.
I mean, I can't even speak a complete sentence hardly anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Would you rather cry or rant? I just heard what you said. I can't speak sentences anyway. Would you rather cry rainbow-colored tears or fart rainbow-colored gas balls? Oh, I'm farting rainbow gas balls. That'd be sick.
Ooh, rainbow for you. Rainbow for you. Would you rather have your brain transplanted into a robot's body or an animal's body of your choice?
Animal's body of my choice. I'm being a lion. Duh. Easy. Easy money.
Okay. What animal do I want to be?
Oh, so you're going to be an animal?
Yeah.
Was you going to pick a lion?
No.
Good. You don't have what it takes to be a lion. I feel like you'd be a rhino.
That's mean.
I was just saying that. I mean, I feel like you'd be a rhino. What the hell's that? Oh, sorry. I feel like you'd be a flamingo.
That's better. Just kidding. That's not any better. I don't know. What would you want to be?
I'd be
other
a lion.
Than a lion. What would you want to be other than a lion?
A rhino? A monkey? A gorilla? A grizzly bear?
Oh, grizzly. There we go. Grizzly would be fun. Just maul everybody.
Would you rather wake up as the opposite sex once a month or wake up in a strange place once a year?
Opposite sex.
Yeah, we're just going to leave it at that. Opposite sex.
Yep.
Once a month. Wait. What time of the month is it?
Yeah, good question.
Because if it's...
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess it does. Would you rather die by a zombie attack or a shark attack?
Shark attack. That sounds so much cooler. Like, if somebody's like, oh, he died by zombies, people are like, oh, yeah, a lot of people did.
Oh, he died by a shark attack?
Wow.
Which shark?
Wow.
Is it them sand sharks? Because they don't attack people, are they?
One of those nursing sharks that don't have teeth and never bite people. Would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader? I'll breathe like Darth Vader. That's so intimidating.
I agree with you on that. Would you rather always forget who you are or always forget who everyone else is?
Forget who I am. Easily. Yep. That one was pretty easy.
I agree with you on that.
Would you rather lick your own toilet seat or rub your hands all over a public toilet seat and go to dinner afterwards without washing your hands?
Oh, gosh.
I'm licking my own toilet seat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My toilet seat's clean.
Same. Ugh.
Go ahead.
Would you rather have the best house in a bad neighborhood or the worst house in a good neighborhood?
Well, yeah. The worst house in a good neighborhood.
That's fair.
You?
Yeah.
Have a cat with a human face or a dog with human hands for paws?
Dog with human hands. Oh, God. Could you imagine a dog with human hands running at you?
Could you imagine you go play fetch with your dog, you throw the ball, like, catch it, and then, like, not today, throw it back at you?
That would be good.
Eat a whole raw jalapeno or chug an entire bottle of mustard?
Oh, definitely jalapeno. I love jalapenos.
Neither one of them are that bad.
I mean, I don't like mustard by itself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'll eat it, like, on hamburgers and, you know, like, if it's mixed into a sauce. Because it's my favorite sauce. But
what?
Carolina Golds.
I wasn't really paying attention. I was reading. I'm not going to lie. Would you rather clog the toilet at a date's house or at your office?
One. See, I saw that one. It was first date and first day in the office is what I saw.
Oh, first date. First date.
First date. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, that's my baggage.
Yeah, let them know.
That's my baggage, you know.
Would you rather shout all the time or whisper all the time?
I would say shout, but then if you go to, like, a funeral home and you're like, hey! Just, like, trying to normally talk, people look at you. I'm definitely going.
Yeah, whisper.
Shout.
Oh. I mean, I guess you can pick where you go, so it doesn't really matter.
Be a giraffe with a neck problem or a hippo with an allergy to mud? Why is this so hard?
That one's a very hard one.
Hippo.
Hippo.
Run around the field naked during a baseball game or stand in front of the White House and moon it? Stand in front of the White House and moon it.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a pet dragon or breathe fire? Oh, I'm getting a
breathe
pet dragon.
Breathe fire. Oh.
Why?
Yeah. Pet dragon.
Pet dragon.
Pet dragon.
One, it's intimidating. Two, it breathes fire for you.
And it can set stuff on fire. Breathe there.
S'mores.
Would you rather fulfill your biggest wish or resolve your biggest regret?
Biggest wish. Easily.
What's your biggest wish?
Can't tell you that. Because I don't know that.
You don't know what your wish is?
My wish? I mean, I wanna be...
Other than married Margot Robbie?
That would be my biggest wish. Oh, other? Probably work in front office for a baseball team. I don't really have any regrets.
I don't even.
I don't have no regrets.
No regrets. Tattooed in my forearm.
Only listen to Justin Bieber for the rest of your life or only watch the Hallmark Channel for the rest of your life?
Definitely JB. Easy.
JB, he's that dude. What would you pick?
I just told you.
No, wish or regrets.
Oh.
Because we never, you never really
achieved. Yeah, no, just a, I mean, I kind of did.
Yeah, you said you don't have any regrets.
Yeah.
So, biggest wish?
Yeah. What's my biggest wish?
What is your biggest wish?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm going to say it's more of a dream. It goes back to the old dream thing. Definitely to be a professional fisherman.
That's a wish. Would you rather kiss your best friend or kiss an ugly boy that smells bad? It's the same person!
I don't smell bad. Most of the time.
Smell bad today. That's why I said it's the same person. Get out of here. Shower.
Yeah. Garbage.
Garbage. All right, we'll do one more. A piece.
Well, I don't have any more, so.
Oh, okay, we'll do one more. Would you rather wake up in bed with a porcupine or a skunk?
Ooh. Good question.
Porcupine.
Porcupine, because they don't shoot quails unless you startle them. So as long as you don't startle them.
Until I woke up and said, oh, shit! And it said, whack! Right in the eye.
Oof. Mm. You know, okay. Related. Did you know how to relieve the pressure of porcupine quills?
Pee on them.
No.
So that's a jellyfish.
That's a jellyfish. you actually clip the quills like 2 or 3 inches up from where it sticks in you.
Uh-huh.
And it actually relieves pressure out of the quill.
Well, there you go, people. Now you know. There you go.
I saved a life. Maybe. Or maybe just saved a lot of pain.
It probably just more pain than anything. As always, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TheVault_pod.
And YouTube, The Vault Podcast.
Exactly.
I think I've got it down.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
We gonna tell them about the big thing we got going on?
I'm gonna tell them. We just hinted at it. That's what I'm
gonna leave it at.
No, we're not gonna tell them.
I know, but like hint at it.
Yeah, we got something coming next week.
Big.
To release.
Real big.
It'll be fancy.
It'll be.
There's not gonna be many. But nope. There's something coming.
There is something.
Other than that, we're just gonna leave it at Gucci flip flops and move on.
Yeah. Gucci flip flops.